Well, there's evidence today that investors are once again squeezing first home buyers out of the property market. And analysts say banks are encouraging this by lowering interest rates for investors. For more on this, our business reporter David Taylor joined me earlier. David, how do we know first home buyers are being squeezed out of the market by investors?
Well, Sam, first home buyer borrowing fell 4.8% between February and March. That's according to property research firm CoreLogic. Property investor financing, though, was up 17.7% in March compared with January. So investors' share of the finance pie was 26% in March. That's up from a low. So clearly, investors are up, first home buyers are down. Eliza Owen is CoreLogic's head of Australian research. She says despite the return of investors, she doesn't think they alone can sustain the rapid increase in property prices that we've seen over the past 6 months.
I mean, I think it's gone from white hot to red hot in a sense. The strongest market performance over the 3 months to April was the Sydney market, where dwelling values were up almost 9%. So there's still very strong growth rates. And even though those growth rates have shown signs of slowing at the national level, I think it's going to be a while before prices actually go the other way and start to come down.
Given some evidence that investors are starting to creep back into the market, what are your property price forecasts now looking over the next 6, 12 months? Because a lot of the banks have double-digit price growth. What's CoreLogic's view at the moment? Has that changed at all?
I think that growth rates have got to cool down off the back of affordability constraints and also the lending space. Regulators are watching very closely to ensure that that doesn't become too risky as investors return to the market.
CoreLogic's head of Australian research, Eliza Owen. And David, there are signs fixed interest rates are on the rise, but some variable rates are falling. Do you think this is likely to add to investor interest in the property market?
It might. And this morning, the National Australia Bank dropped its basic variable interest rate by 0.3% to 2.79%. Sally Tindall is interest rate comparison site Rate City's research director. She says banks have been progressively attempting to make their mortgage products for investors more attractive over the past couple of months.
Investors are surging back into the market, particularly over the last few months as they get more confidence back in the economy and as they see these incredible property forecasts of up to 20%, 21% increases over the next 2 years. They want a slice of that pie, and low interest rates are helping them get back in the market.
Rate City's research director, Sally Tindall, there. And David, the share market has hit the record books today. Why did that happen?
Yes, up and up and up. Look, the benchmark S&P ASX 200 index achieved a record closing high today. Sam, high commodities prices helped to supercharge the big miners, BHP and Rio Tinto, but it's more broad than that because, look, the market's found itself in a bit of a sweet spot where economic stimulus, especially record low interest rates, and we've just been talking about that, has driven the economic recovery. But fears of rising inflation, which would lead to higher interest rates, which you would normally get in a period like this, have actually subsided for the time being. Analysts warn, though, Sam, there is the risk the share market could correct at any time.
Our business reporter, David Taylor.